Don, was this a deal that came up rather quickly, or had it been in the works with Calgary for some time?
I've been talking to Calgary probably for three weeks or so about different aspects of a deal, but it really came to a conclusion today. I think we both felt either we had to do something or just turn the page, and so we started talking again this morning. Their table is right behind ours, and Brad and I were able to agree on the main pieces of the deal, and then it was just a matter of checking your staffs and making sure all the pieces fit the way you felt they did.
I'm sure you would consider the main piece in this deal being Dougie Hamilton. What excites you the most about him coming into the Hurricanes locker room?
Well, here's a guy who scored 17 goals last year as a pure offensive player. And goal scoring, you need goal scoring from every position. It gives you another opportunity from the blue line back there. And, you know, Michael Furlander had 21 goals last year, a big, powerful right winger that we feel is going to be, we felt like we were a little small team, so it's going to help us there. And then Adam Fox, you know, a highly rated prospect that's still in college, and hopefully in time he'll be wearing a Hurricane jersey.
He is bound, I believe, again to go back to Harvard. Would the goal for the Hurricanes be to try to sign him as quickly as possible? Are you happy with him going back for another year of Ivy League hockey?
Yeah, no, I have no problem. If that's a decision, I haven't talked to him yet, but if that's a decision that him and his family want to make, then I'll support that. I've been through this for many, many years, and sometimes college hockey can be the best thing for players, and other players it's time to leave. But so if they made that decision, there must have been reasons why they did, so I'll support that.
To acquire important pieces, you have to give up important pieces. I'm sure this was not an easy decision to give up players like Elias Lindholm and Noah Hanifin. Was this one of the more difficult decisions you've been involved in quite some time?
Yeah, since I just took over a couple months ago as general manager, but by far the biggest decision so far. And it's hard to trade players. It's hard to trade young players, especially two really good guys. These are good people we're talking about. But felt that, you know, again, we've gone 9 years without making the playoffs, and, you know, and it's not one person's fault. It's a multiple situation. So we just felt it was time to make some changes, and certainly we wish those guys nothing but the best, and we'll keep moving forward.
Now there's a person inside that Flames war room that obviously has familiar ties with the players involved in this deal. I'm sure Bill Peters got a word in when it came to the finalization of this move.
Yeah, I'm sure if I'm the GM, I guess I would always rely on my coach. It just came from team. So I can't tell you how they operate in that, but Bill would be very familiar with the players and give Brad his insight. I'm certain of that.
Final question. I know there's been so many rumors circulating around the league about what the Hurricanes may be doing moving into the summer. Could this be the first of many transactions leading up to July 1st?
I think it's the first. I'm not sure there'll be many. There's a few other deals that this may enable us to look at some other positions. Now we got some more depth at those positions. So we'll continue to examine it. But I don't know how many more moves, but there certainly could be a few.
Don, thanks for your time. Congratulations.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Don Waddell, general manager of the Carolina Hurricanes. Guys?